This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast.
We want to hear from you.
It's time for our listener survey. So head to the Joy website and let us know what you love about the station and your presenters.
Maybe you'd like to share your thoughts on Joy's program production team, the volunteers behind Joy podcasts.
The results of this survey will assist us in continuing to be the best possible station we can be.
Head to joy.org.au and have your say. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station.
Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
Now, Esha, you're in a bit of a dilemma. Well, kind of.
It's huge. I've had sleepless nights about this. It's huge. I've been invited to, like, the mother of all Halloween parties, right?
Oh, so, cool. Yeah, I love a good Halloween party.
Yeah. So I have a friend who does one every year, and this year I've kind of cracked the nod, and it's going to be a bigger party than ever.
Yeah.
Everyone dresses up and everyone, it's a very big deal Halloween party. It's not like you go as like, oh, I'm wearing a fancy tie. That's my outfit for the day. It's ironic. Like, it's not that party. It's legit. You need to really make an effort. I have no idea what to wear because, okay, and ladies listening, there is a fine line with Halloween. You know how girls dress really slutty at Halloween? Because they're like, oh, I'm a sexy witch or I'm a sexy devil. And it's basically an excuse to just get your boobs out and stuff.
Yeah.
I want funny and witty with a touch of sass and sex appeal, but not like, hello, I'm skanky and I'm wearing a French maid outfit just because I can.
Yeah.
So witty and like, oh my God, that's such an amazing outfit is more what I'm going for. So the thoughts so far are like, you know, American Gothic? You know that picture of the really unimpressed wife and the husband with the pitchfork outside the house?
Yes.
I'm thinking about maybe going as that painting. Like, do you know what I mean?
But a sexier version.
Well,
a
sexy painting.
A sexy painting.
I had a really un-PC horrible idea.
Yeah, tell me.
I'll probably get in trouble for this.
You will.
Zombie Amy Winehouse.
Oh, that's great.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Because you could totally rock that.
I could totally rock that. Slightly sexy, but also very current with the whole zombie thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really good.
It just came to me. Isn't that great?
That's great. That's
I think
very
that's awesome.
Good.
You can carry around some like wine bowls. You can steal people's drinks. It'd be great.
Oh, my God. It's perfect.
And you can behave really badly.
And
love
it's in
it.
Character. You can
have
just behave
like
horribly.
A bit of mirror on your boob with a white line on it. And, really go to town.
Yeah.
Okay, I need your help. That is a very good suggestion.
Thank
I'm
you.
Still open for options.
Yeah.
Something else on the table is maybe Pulp Fiction, like Uma Thurman.
That'd be cool.
That's easy as, because it's just a white shirt, like, you know, some kind of
syringe
through the heart
and
a black wig.
Yeah, yeah.
And like maybe a little bit of blood running down from one of your nostrils.
Yeah.
And golden.
Good. That's a good idea too.
On the Uma Thurman thing though, it's very hard to find like the full yellow
I'm not
suit
slim enough for Kill Bill. You've got to have a rocking body for Kill Bill. Sorry, not quite there yet. After my like 9-week challenge maybe. But 0427 Joy 949 or onair@joy.org.au. Please let me know. Have you come as a Halloween outfit before that everyone's gone, oh my God, that's amazing. If so, I'm going to steal your idea.
Yes.
Let me know.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of our past Halloween outfits that we've worn at parties before. Mark, I know you've worn a few sort of strange outfits in your time.
Oh, yes.
here on the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9. Talking Halloween ideas, because SJ's got a big Halloween party coming up.
I do. Thanks very much to Pete, who SMN'd in saying that I should go as Batgirl, and Samantha, who, along the same sort of lines, said Catwoman's always a good one.
Oh, yeah.
There's
again.
Too much skin tight but stuff going on.
Very skin tight.
Well, it depends which Catwoman you're going as. Is it Halle Berry or Julie Newmar or
all
Eartha
quite skin,
Kitt?
Quite skin tight.
Well, the old ones weren't as skin tight. Like, Halle Berry was like that leather, ridiculous skin.
Yeah.
But before her, in the older films, it wasn't that bad.
Yes, and then in the TV series. But look, I can tell you, I mean, I don't think we're going to beat Luke's idea of zombie
Amy Winehouse.
But I can tell you what not to do, because I went to a party dressed as a devil.
Yeah.
And I went all out. I got the horns and the spirit paste and pasted them on, and I got red body paint and covered my whole body in red body paint.
As you do.
As you do. bad idea.
Yeah, I could just say this was a bad idea, disaster.
It's like I went to the party and there was a photographer there, and he went, "I can see where you've been all night because there's traces of red paint," and the paint was, it was water based paint, and it's body paint, but it was coming off everywhere, and it was the worst thing to do. And it's like I didn't enjoy the party because I was so paranoid about getting red paint on anyone.
And was it a person's house as well?
No, it was at a nightclub.
Okay,
yeah, but
get red paint on everyone. But it was people you liked.
And they were in their own really well-made costumes as well.
And it was just red was going everywhere. And I was like, no, don't do that.
I went to a Halloween party a few years ago, and I went as Magenta from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep.
Awesome outfit.
Yeah.
What we used to do back in Zimbabwe is, like, if you ever wanted to change your hair color, you'd use food coloring as a short-term thing, and it would last like a day, and you'd wash it out, and it was great. So I was like, excellent. So I got red food coloring, dyed my hair bright, bright magenta red. Kind of the same thing as you. I was dancing all night and ended up sweating.
Yes.
And then I hooked up with someone on the dance floor. So it was a chick, actually. I was going through my experimental phase. It was great. So ended up snogging this chick on the dance floor. And because I was sweaty and I had red, all of the food colouring went all down my face and went onto her face as well. So we were both like, and it dyes your skin.
Oh, no.
So we were both like, had bright red faces, like, for the entire night. Then I washed my hair the next day. And the red, like, because it was British food colouring, it lasted more than the Zimbabwean stuff that I was used to, so my hair went pink, and it was pink for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yeah, it sounds like that whole glitter beard trend, you know, when guys put glitter in their beard and they go to parties and stuff.
Well, I did that the same night as I did the devil. Like, you put red glitter, and there was glitter everywhere.
Like, there was a guy at a party, it was a toga party, and he had a big beard, like, really down in his chest, and he'd done the whole thing in glitter, and everyone had glitter on them by the end of the night. He was hugging and kissing everyone, and it was just, by the end of the night, we all had glitter in our beards for days. Like, it was just the worst to get out. I'll give you a tip, though. If you go as a zombie, good thing to use for fake blood, maple syrup and food colouring.
Really?
Because then you get blood from stores, like the fake blood and stuff, but it's kind of toxic and not very nice. With maple syrup, and you can actually put it in your mouth, which means it's really effective, because then you can actually, like, potentially, like, drool this blood.
Oh my God,
blood.
You're going full on with this outfit.
Because it's tasty as well, so they've got maple syrup blood. It's really good. It's the best way to do it, trust me.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.